But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Man's Best Friend, A1 Air, Casasa, and TexasLending.com.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, first of all, a special thank you to the Ticket's own Dave Lane, who had me out on Saturday. I did 3 hours of weekend broadcasting just because I just can't go too long without it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I knew we were going to be off on Monday, and I just couldn't go that long not being on radio.
He's not kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
That's really true.
That's such BS. I was helping a friend out. You guys know it. All right, I do want to promote some special television viewing tonight. Tonight is the night of my big Cowboys special with Dale Hansen.
It's not tomorrow night before the game?
No, I think it's tonight.
Mark, then.
Uh-oh. We're find out from Channel 8.
Well, dang it. Now you guys have me all questioning this here.
Why is it not game night? I thought he always did that
hold
stuff
on,
game night.
Hold on. How do I check this?
Let's call Dale. I bet he's open. I bet he's up by now.
Well, how do I tell?
Probably hasn't gone to bed yet.
How do I tell when it's on?
I don't know. You're the one who did the program.
All right. Well, I thought it was tonight at 6:30.
No, maybe you're right.
Well, you guys have me iffy on it.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a game night?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
It's tonight at 6:30.
Is it tonight at 6:30?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Thank you. I want to promote that I'm going to be on Channel 8 tonight at 6:30 along with Dale Hansen. And you'll see the first video appearance of fake Jerry and possibly even fake Jason Garrett. Maybe Robotic will stop by. Hmm. Maybe Process will show up.
Okay.
So check that out tonight, 6:30, Channel 8. Also, another video thing that I need to plug. The Dax Shepard interview aired on Friday on Channel 8. Now, I'm not sure what version of that they aired because there was some salty language that was used in the interview.
So
I'm
probably
sure
they
edited that part out.
So he wants to time travel and go back and watch that?
No, posted on GordonKeith.com. It's there today, so you can see that. It's over 7 minutes long, so I need to edit it down to a version we could probably share on radio. But you can see the video on GordonKeith.com. All right, so there's your Can't Miss Television tonight on Channel 8. Can't Miss Eating was at the State Fair. You know, they do these Big Tex Awards. They get ready for the State Fair by having the Big Tex Awards, and it's all that crazy deep-fried highlighters and deep-fried roadkill and whatever else we come up with that we can deep-fry. Did you see the finalists, the 8 finalists?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Tell me which one sounds good as I go through the list. Chicken fried cactus bites.
No.
No? Not even giving it a chance?
Mm-mm.
Junior? Hand-picked prickly pear cactus pads, thinly sliced, chicken battered, and then deep fried.
I don't think that sounds awful.
But if you're going to fight through all that fried mess, you need to have a great reward, like a Snickers or something at the bottom of it.
Ugh.
Not cactus.
It's served with a combination of sweet and spicy secret jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauce.
I'm out. I hate ranch.
Whoa. Stop the show.
Yeah, I know it. I hate
it. We have found the one Texan that hates ranch dressing.
Hate it. Really? Can't stand it.
Man.
Can't stand blue cheese either.
Okay, blue cheese, I'm with you. But ranch dressing?
Hate it.
Wait a minute. You don't like blue cheese?
Oh, wait. We got to stop the show
again.
Yeah,
we got to stop the show again.
It's already stopped. It doesn't start again until the music starts again.
Oh.
So we're at a standstill.
I'm not a fan of the blue cheese.
Oh, man, it's so good.
At all. Really.
I think you guys know my take. I basically hate white food.
Huh.
No,
I think we like black food.
I can't stand cottage cheese or sour cream or yogurt or ranch dressing or blue cheese. I just don't like any of the white food pretty much.
All those things you just mentioned are badass.
No, they're not.
Does that affect your judgment
all
at all? Or?
Cottage cheese.
That's disgusting.
That one I think you may be right on.
The problem
with cream cheese? Like a cream cheese blend or something?
Cheese. Oh,
disgusting. Bagel? Disgusting.
The problem with blue cheese is if it's blue, it's turned already, so you need to get rid of it.
Is that right?
No, yes. If cheese has something blue on it, it should be thrown away.
Turned.
Except for blue cheese.
I don't like any of those, and a lot of them are dairy items. Any of those foodstuffs.
Don't say foodstuffs. I've always hated that term.
That toe the line between edible and spoiled rotten. Hmm. And all of those white foods toe that line.
Sounds like Junior's against the American dairy farmers.
Yeah, no kidding. Ranch frickin' dressing.
Ugh.
That makes everything better.
Yes.
If you could dip life into ranch dressing, life would be much better.
I'm gonna vomit. Yeah.
Don't vomit.
Well, what do you eat on, like, potato skins and stuff like that?
That's the thing. See, Junior doesn't eat the crap that we eat.
What are potato skins?
See?
There's a little thing, a little slice of wholesome goodness
is what it is. I'm going to drag you down to an Applebee's and introduce you to casual dining. Because casual dining, everything comes with ranch. Okay, the second item here. Deep-fried divine chocolate tres leches cake.
Now we're talking. See, that's a great reward at the bottom of all
that. Slice of chocolate tres leches cake soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, sprinkled with cinnamon, topped with whipped cream, fresh strawberry slices, and peaches.
Did you hear that?
Does that sound good? Do you like the tres leches cake?
Yeah, I do like that. Yeah, I believe in Spanish that means three milks.
Milk is the proper pronunciation.
Three milks.
Stop saying milk. So you're okay with that, George?
Yeah, you bet.
Although I'm not big on the peaches.
You're not a fan of peaches?
You don't like peaches?
No. Wait, stop.
We
got to
stop the show again.
We just found an American that doesn't like peaches.
I don't like the consistency of the peach.
Man. Dang, you're picky. All right, next item. Deep fried jambalaya. This says jambalaya. Is that the way you pronounce it? I always say jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's spelled too. Jambalaya?
I guess.
Hmm.
How about that?
All right, Giorgio, you love jambalaya.
You bet. I can eat four plates of it.
No, you can't.
And then run a 4-minute mile.
Mm-hmm. So ridiculous. So this is deep-fried jambalaya. So they take it, and then they deep-fry it, and then they serve it with a side of spicy ranch, it says here.
Ruins it.
Yummy.
Deep-fried jambalaya. I'm in on that.
In.
Deep-fried mac and cheese slider.
Oh, so there's mac and cheese and a slider.
Yeah, you got three cheese macaroni, which is baked, battered in breadcrumbs, deep fried, then placed on a slider bun with a griddled beef patty.
Brilliant!
Can I make an announcement?
Uh-oh. Stop the show. We got an announcement.
Wow. This sounds like it's going to be official.
I've never understood the fascination with macaroni and cheese.
Wait, this is an announcement?
Yeah.
That's more of a question.
Yeah. Why did you need the podium?
I have never understood the fascination that this country has, whether it's boxed or, hey, and we got mac and cheese with that. What's so great about mac and cheese?
I hated mac and cheese when I was a kid.
You hated Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Hated it.
Double stop the show. We've got two people in here.
If I was at somebody's house, hey, what's for dinner? Mac and cheese, kids. I've powered down.
But if you go to a fancy restaurant, the way they, for some reason, they magically do it at a fancy restaurant. Like, remember that mac and cheese at Smith & Walensky?
Uh-huh.
Is this also an announcement?
It was terrible.
No, it's just an observation.
Is this still part of the announcement? Or okay, you're away from the podium
now.
Yeah,
I'm away from the podium.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Mac and cheese is awesome, especially when it's in deep fried and on a slider.
I have an announcement I'd like to make.
Uh-oh.
Gordon, do you have any more items on the list?
I do.
That's a question.
That's it. Yeah. Well, yours was a question,
No, it wasn't. It was a proclamation. It said I've never understood the fascination with mac and cheese.
I guess it wasn't a question.
It wasn't a question.
It's not a strong declarative statement. It's a question of curiosity.
This country's in love with mac and cheese, and I'm just saying I don't get it.
I have another announcement to make.
Okay.
Gordon, what time's your TV thing on tonight?
Oh, it's 6:30. It's a question.
Another question.
All right, fried bacon cinnamon roll. Going through the Big Tech Awards here. This is cinnamon roll dipped in sweet pancake batter, rolled in crispy fried bacon crumbles, deep fried, sprinkled in with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't do it for me. I'm not a fan of the bacon.
Fried Mexican firecrackers. How do you not like bacon? You do like bacon, don't you? I mean, if you were a meat eater, when you were a meat eater. And
yeah,
that sort
I
of
always
thing.
Ate bacon.
Bacon's awesome.
I don't like bacon bits, though. I think bacon bits ruin a salad or a potato or anything
like that. Well, there's fake bacon in bacon bits.
Then I
don't
like
it. But what about real bacon crumbles?
Keep it
in.
Everything's better with bacon.
Fried Mexican firecrackers. This is a spicy chicken, cheese, and jalapeno mix wrapped in fresh-made masa dough and deep fried. Mm. Fried pork wing. And that's the final one.
Go away, no. Baton!
Purge. No, keep that. It's still such a great drop. And then there's also something called Picnic on a Stick. Now, that sounds awesome, right? That is pieces of spicy fried chicken alternating with tater tots and slices of dill pickle on a skewer.
Now with more.
They dip that in batter and roll it in breadcrumbs and fry it.
So these are the top, whatever, six or seven?
Yeah,
or?
And I have the winner. Okay. Which do you predict will be the winner of those?
It's usually the craziest, so I'll go with the cactus.
I'll go with that last one. It sounded to be the most extravagant, the picnic on a stick.
The winner was... Oh, gosh.
It's so overmodulated.
The winner was Fried Jambalaya. Yes, that classic Louisiana dish is the Texas winner of the Big Tex Award. Now, best taste. I'm sorry, that was the best taste category. The best, most creative category went to fried bacon cinnamon rolls. Those were your winners, the Big Tex Awards. So those are the things that you can look forward to when you go out to the state fair, which begins next month. I guess October. It doesn't start on the 1st, though, does it? It's the first weekend.
Yeah.
First week or first weekend?
First weekend. The first Friday of October, maybe?
Is that right?
Is that right?
Sure.
Something like that?
Or the first weekend? Because Saturday will be, let's see, first week. Friday, October 5th, maybe?
Please, like anyone can even know.
Please
that.
Let it be cool for the fair.
Yeah,
there's
be.
Nothing I hate going out there and it's 100 degrees in October.
There. Well, after that list, I'd like to make an announcement.
Oh, there he goes. This is going to be a tease for what's coming up next.
So what's up?
That is the most defeating.
Jeez.
September 28th is when the State Fair of Texas starts.
Starts in September?
Yes. Yeah. September 28th. That is a Friday.
Okay. Let's get geared
other
up.
Other questions?
No, no other questions. No. And go away. George is doing something.
That's hilarious. 646 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up next to the Rangers weekend, including quite a debut.